The U.S. Navy has ended the search for three sailors missing after a military plane crashed into the Philippine Sea earlier this week. The crash comes near the end of a terrible year for the Seventh Fleet. 17 other sailors have died in accidents this year. Meantime, Argentina's Navy continues to search for one of its submarines, which has been missing in the South Atlantic since November 15th. Officials said yesterday that a sound detected during the search came from an explosion, which of course elevated concerns about the fate of the 44 people on board. NPR's Philip Reeves joins us now from Rio de Janeiro. And Philip, have we learned anything more today about what might have caused that explosion?
Well, this was picked up by a couple of listening posts which monitor the ocean, and these are used by the international organization based in Vienna, Austria, that monitors the entire planet for secret atomic tests. Mm. It's got a global network of these posts, and the Argentine Navy says that it's been told that the sound was short, violent, singular, non-nuclear, and consistent with an explosion. And there are a couple of important points here. One is that it happened near the area where the sub, the San Juan, last made contact, a couple of hundred miles off the Argentine coast. It also happened after that last contact on the same day, which was Wednesday the 15th of November. That's 9 days ago. And earlier in the morning of that same day, the captain had reported a problem with the submarine's batteries, describing it as a short circuit. Now, the Argentine Navy says they don't really know what happened. Until they reach some conclusion, the search continues.
And obviously an ominous development for the families who are watching this search effort very, very closely. Are they losing hope at this point?
There are signs that they are. The news was broken to them yesterday of the explosion just before it was publicized to everyone else. And there were harrowing pictures on Argentine TV of family members weeping and hugging and collapsing. Some now say that they're in despair. There was the mother of one of the crew members was on Argentine TV this morning saying at this point she has no hope that any of these submariners will come back. Mm. But that loss of hope, you know, is accompanied by a wave of anger also. Some relatives have begun accusing the authorities of sending their loved ones out in an old vessel in bad repair.
Right.
The San Juan is more than 30 years old. It was built in Germany, and the Argentine Navy insists it was well-maintained. It's been through a couple of refits. There's speculation that those refits might have somehow played a role in this disaster, if that explosion was indeed the submarine, not absolutely decisively proved yet, but very likely. And the relatives are also angry about what they say is a lack of information. They say they're being lied to. And this is becoming a problem for the government of President Mauricio Macri. He came into power saying the military's underfunded and he was going to change that. And now there are reports circulating that he's planning to fire the head of the Navy. And so this story's having political consequences in that country.
Right. And it's been 9 days since the sub was lost. We know there was a 7-day supply of oxygen on board. So the situation, regardless if that explosion had been heard or not, would be desperate at this point. Still, the search goes on. What is happening on that front?
Yeah, the point at which it becomes desperate, and the Navy says it's critical with the oxygen, depends on whether they were able to come to the surface at some point and refresh their oxygen. They can also use a snorkel to do that. But no one knows whether they were able, in which case they are at the point where they would be running out. This is a huge search operation by air and sea. There are at least a dozen nations involved, the U.S., Brazil, U.K., Chile, Russians have just joined. The U.S. military is playing a very large role. Its Navy's using two Poseidon aircraft. It's also got a submarine rescue chamber in the search area, which can dock with a stricken sub at depths of about 850 feet and rescue up to 6 people at a time. Now, depth is a real issue here. The sub went missing in an area where there's a kind of a huge shelf, and the seabed suddenly drops from just a couple of hundred feet in depth to 10,000 feet. If the sub sank to the bottom in the deep area, it would be very hard to get at, let alone to rescue anyone. Actually, the U.S. does have a second, larger rescue chamber, which can operate at 2,000 feet and rescue 16 people at a time. But that's still being loaded onto a ship and isn't due to reach the search zone until Monday.
You know, Philip, as you tell this story, I can't help but think back to 2010 and the Chilean mine disaster, the collapse there. It captivated the hearts of that country. Of course, this story seems like it might have a sadder outcome, but I wonder how the people of Argentina are responding to all this.
Well, it's become a massive issue in Argentina. It's dominating the news, and comparisons are made by the Argentines with the Chilean mine disaster. People are following every single event very, very closely. I was talking to an Argentinian journalist about this a while ago, and he was saying that it's really completely sort of obsessing people because they're so concerned about what's happened here. And as I mentioned earlier, this is going to impact the politics of the country. The government will be criticized over this for the way it's handled the actual disaster itself, and also for the what is perceived as a lack of investment in the military generally.
NPR's Philip Reeves, thanks very much.
You're welcome.